AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The actual shooting cannot be seen, but the New York Times posted a video from the scene in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Keith Scott was shot and killed by police.
He doesn't have a gun. He has a TBI. He's not going to do anything to you guys. He just took his medicine.
The video was taken by Scott's wife. TBI refers to traumatic brain injury. She can be heard telling officers not to shoot. She's also heard speaking to her husband.
Keith, don't do it. Keith, get out the car. Keith, don't you do it.
A short time later, Keith Scott was shot and killed. It's not clear what the wife meant when she said, don't do it. An attorney for Scott's family says the video does not prove whether the shooting was justified. The funeral for Terrence Crutcher will be held tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was shot and killed by a police officer last week. Officer Betty Shelby is charged with first-degree manslaughter. Her attorney said Shelby drew her gun instead of a stun gun because she thought Crutcher was armed. Authorities in New York say they have seized a record 33 kilograms of heroin and 2 kilograms of fentanyl. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the drug gang they raided was especially cruel.
We're talking about some of the worst folks that we've taken down in the long history of this office's organized crime task force. Their callousness was astonishing and heartbreaking.
25 people in several states have been indicted. The White House says it's not certain that President Obama would sign a budget bill unveiled by the Senate's top Republican. Spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama is disappointed the bill does not include money to help Flint, Michigan, and other cities dealing with lead in their water. SpaceX says a breach in its rocket helium system may have caused the devastating explosion at Cape Canaveral there 3 weeks ago. The rocket and a satellite were destroyed in the explosion. It happened on the pad during pre-launch testing. The Dow is down about 100 points. This is AP Radio News. The star witness, a former aide to Governor Chris Christie, is testifying at New Jersey's Bridgegate trial.
David Wildstein called himself the bad cop whose job it was to aggressively push Governor Chris Christie's agenda at the Port Authority, the bi-state agency that runs the George Washington Bridge. Wildstein has already pleaded guilty to charges stemming from 4 days of traffic jams at the world's busiest bridge 3 years ago. Wildstein testified he and defendant Bill Baroni, another Christie appointee at the Port Authority, followed the one constituent rule that an aide owes his loyalty only to one official. Wildstein has said Christie knew about the traffic scheme. Christie, who is not charged, says he did not. I'm Warren Levinson.
McDonald's is looking into an addition to their all-day breakfast menu, Happy Meals. There'll be a test run of breakfast Happy Meals in Tulsa, Oklahoma next week. The choices are two McGriddle cakes or an egg and cheese McMuffin, which is about the same size as an egg McMuffin without the bacon or the butter. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.